Hey everyone, welcome back to the Your Field of Choice MBA podcast. I'm your host, Devin, joined as always by Chris. How you doing today, Chris?
It's Wednesday, another 10 game slate. Last night was a fun one. I really enjoyed last night.
Yeah, and it went really well. I mean, we were all on the punt. He ended up being super low owned for us. I was super happy when Capella was rolled out, so worked out, allowed us to get multiple studs. They all came through. Ended up being a really nice night.
Yeah, no, it was fun. I was all in on night last night. The other value plays all hit value too, but I like that night upside. I wish you would have got a little bit more, but everything worked out for us.
Yep, I think Bradley was about the only one who was a bit of a dud, but we implored our members last night to swing tonight, which made it so you didn't need Bradley. So most of our members had a really nice night. So yeah, really, really pleased about last night. Tonight we have a decent slate. I actually like tonight as well. We've already got some news. As anticipated, Kemba is out. That just came across about half an hour ago. Half of Houston is out, but Christian Wood could return. That doesn't change a ton because mainly the Houston value is in the guards anyways, which we'll get to. And then that's the main news. DeRozan's already been ruled out, some of those things. So we do have to keep an eye on Toronto because Fred and Siakam have returned to practice, but they're still questionable. I assume that just depends on, the fitness level coming in here. COVID's really been different for each athlete. Some guys come in and it was nothing. Other guys come in and it takes them a bit to get their wind back. So we'll have to keep an eye on that news. That shouldn't have a ton. It shouldn't really do a ton for this slate, as like I said, we already have a lot of our value that's going to open up some punts. That's going to lead to another slate, kind of like yesterday. That's sort of chalky, but that's okay. Yes, like I said, yesterday went well. So let's go ahead and jump right in. Starting at point guard, we're going to use FanDuel positioning and then overlap with DraftKings. So at point guard over on FanDuel, things start with Ben Simmons, who is underpriced at 7-9. No Embiid still. Decent matchup with Milwaukee. It's obviously not great. Milwaukee's a good team, but still very affordable price tag. We project him at 40 points. He averages 1.19 fantasy points per minute at under 8K is very nice.
Yeah, no, I like that price on him on FanDuel and DraftKings. I think he's a little too much at 8,900. There's a lot better plays over there. One of those guys is some of that Houston value with Wall and Oladipo being ruled out. Kevin Porter Jr. should see pretty much all the ball handling. He's been unbelievable since being brought up after the All-Star break. 6,800, still too cheap versus Golden State. He's basically going to do it all. I'd almost say he's almost a lock for 40 points almost every night because he's pretty much done it every night but once. So
He
he's my favorite.
dropped $200 last night.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
And well, not only the guys you mentioned, but Gordon's still out. House is questionable, and even if House returns, he's expected to have a minutes limit. McLemore could be out, and Wabe is out. Like they have nobody. They have no guards. Porter's going to play 40 minutes here, or at least 35 probably. So he's going to get all the run he can get. And even if it's a blowout, it really doesn't matter because they don't have anybody.
No, they literally have. It's him and Brown, and that's pretty. And Mason Jones, but I don't see Mason Jones. He might get 20 minutes, but I think skipping ahead a little bit, I think him and Brown are locks on DraftKings just because they have nobody.
Yep. So gotta like Kevin Porter. There's also another very, very strong play on DraftKings at point guard and Satoransky, who saw even more minutes last night, got up to 30, which is nice. And he really delivered with a nice day. And I actually think his price, did it drop by 100 or did it stay
I
exactly
think
where it
it,
was?
I think it went up 100.
I couldn't remember what his price was yesterday, but he
No,
remains a
it
fan.
went up 200, so it's still a
Okay,
good
so
value play.
I mean, still a fantastic play. He delivered once again last night with 31 minutes, 31.5 points. That's two straight over 30. So you're getting, 30 plus fantasy points for under 4K. You're going to take that all day. So even if he doesn't hit 30, like right now we project him very cautiously a little over 20 points, but that's still almost six times return at that price. So expect Satoransky to be very, very popular on DraftKings. Play him on FanDuel, but you don't really need the value here as we've got some other mispriced plays at other positions, which we'll get to. There's two specifically on FanDuel at other positions that make it so you don't really need Satoransky. But on DraftKings, fantastic price. I really like pairing Satoransky and Porter. Both are only point guard, which kind of stinks, but you know that's the beauty of having that guard and utility spot.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, Satoransky, I think, is the value play on DraftKings tonight. Like every build I have, I've gone to him. I tinkered with him last night. I think I even told you when we were chatting, I was like, you know, I wanted to go here, but if I go here, I have to get to Satoransky, and I don't like him tonight. And then he goes off for 33 fantasy points or whatever it was. So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to miss this boat tonight. I think I'm just going to play the chalk and move on.
Yeah, I didn't know if his minutes were going to be a guarantee, and I was really pleased to see that they went up last night. So that's exciting with Temple remaining out and him playing well. I don't see any reason they don't just keep riding the hot hand here, giving him probably, you know, 25 minutes as a floor, if not 30 again, like you saw last night. So very good play. Over on FanDuel, really on both sites, you've got a handful of pay-up options today. You got Luka, Steph, Westbrook. Any of these guys, all these guys are in play. My concern with Steph would be the blowout factor. This Houston team, I think, is historically bad. I think they're going to go down as one of the worst teams in NBA history. I think they've lost, what, 17 straight now?
17 straight since Christian Wood went out with injury.
Yeah. So, I mean, Wood, like I said, is potentially back tonight. But, I mean, but even if he's back tonight, this is a G League team. It really is. So,
yeah, but they're fun to roster because they have nobody else.
Oh, yeah. They're fun to roster because they're going to play 40 minutes and somebody has to score. I mean, but
They're not really getting blown out. I mean, they're in the game all the way until about the fourth quarter.
Last night, they looked like they were going to get blown out, and then Oladipo turned it on, and they made a run, kept it close, ended up being a fantastic game to target for both sides.
Yeah, it was a good game to target. So,
yeah. So, but yeah, you got Luka, Westbrook, Steph, all three are in play. Over on DraftKings, you've got Harden. We're not going to spend much time on these guys. They're always in play. You land on any of them, you're fine. We project them all over 50. Over on FanDuel, we also have DeLon Wright coming in at 5,400. It's a pretty nice price for a guy who's putting up consistently 30. So if you can't get, you know, right now it's looking like Simmons in the stud, or you could go Simmons, DeLon Wright, or even Simmons, Satoransky would be how I'd be looking at FanDuel. On DraftKings, like I said, it's pretty straightforward with Satoransky and Porter Jr. You do have Harden as well. You could run all three, technically, thanks to the utility spot. And then Westbrook and Murray would be Brogdon. You got other options, but I really think it starts with the two we talked about in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean, 6,800 for Porter's too cheap. 3,900, 3,800 for Satoransky's too cheap. So I don't think we need to spend too much more time on point guards. I think it's a pretty clear-cut spot tonight, in my opinion.
Yep, so let's move over to shooting guard. We're on FanDuel. We have one of those mispriced free spots. Caris LeVert remains at only 4,400.
Going against his old team.
Yep, going in against his old team. This is the free spot of all free spots. I will say the lock word. Lock him in. Move on FanDuel. It's not a question. He's 4,400 on FanDuel compared to his price on DraftKings of 68. So, yeah, anytime you get really even like anything over 1,000 different between the two sites is a misprice. You getting up over 2,000, it's laughable and it's a free spot. So Caris LeVert, free spot on FanDuel, move on. You'll most likely see him paired with a stud. So you've got Harden, you've got Beal, either of these guys, both fantastic, obviously. Over on DraftKings, we've got Halliburton is back. Great matchup.
He's one of my favorite plays tonight.
Yep, I love that price at 5,500. It seems like that's actually down a bit. up-tempo Washington. Sacramento is very short right now, and they don't run a deep bench. So even when like a big's out, it actually affects everybody because they just keep the rotation short. So Halliburton's going to be the leader off the bench. He's going to get everything he can. 5,500, fantastic play. You also have Sterling Brown, which we mentioned earlier, about the only other Houston guard they have tonight. He does carry a small forward eligibility, which is nice. So you could run Porter, Halliburton, and Brown easily tonight. And then let's see, you do a Beal as well. Again, that's always a strong play. That's really it for me at shooting guard as well. I've got a pretty small player pool tonight.
No, I do as well. I love Halliburton. Bagley's pretty much done for the next couple of weeks. We did something to his hand. I think it broke a finger in his, or a bone in his hand or something. 5,500 for Halliburton. I mean, he's got legit 50-point upside anytime he takes the floor. And he's going up against Washington. I mean, sign me up all day for this guy at a shooting guard / point guard on DraftKings. I mean, tonight, I mean, like you just said, this is a pretty – should be a chalky slate, but what's going to be funny is people are going to fade these plays that we are talking about to try to get fancy and cute and be like, oh, I'm not playing the chalk. And we're going to – I mean, the guys that we're talking up right now are in smash spots. Halliburton at 5,500, just – man, just play him, in my opinion. It's just too good of a spot to fade him.
Yep. Love the spot. Love the price. Love everything about it. This is the rare draft game.
Why is Spencer Dinwiddie popping?
Dinwiddie?
Is he still out? Yeah.
Where are you seeing Dinwiddie at?
Maybe I was looking at something else.
I think you're looking at something else. He should be out.
It's popping at 18% or something.
Not on our site. Yeah, I mean, I can Google that real quick, but
I saw his name. Maybe it probably wasn't our site. I saw it somewhere, and I was like, "Why the hell is Dinwiddie popping at 18%?" But anyway, continue on.
Yes, sorry, throwing us off there.
I threw you off there for a minute.
Oh, good. All right, so let's move over to small forward, where we have. So Porter Jr. is listed at point guard on DraftKings. He's actually listed at small forward on FanDuel, 6,300, even cheaper than his DraftKings price. This is another one of those locks. 6,300 for what he's been doing, easy play there. And then we have, with Kemba ruled out, we have Jaylen Brown on both sites, under 8K. Really nice play against Cleveland here. 7,300 on FanDuel, 77 on DraftKings. I expect him to be pretty popular tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to what we say every single time, that one of these Boston starters are out. It gets a big uptick to the other ones. And Brown just feels underpriced on both sites, to be honest, against Cleveland. Even 7,700 on FanDuel is a very nice price for him. He's a great. I mean, he dropped 50 last night, went down $200, dropped 50 against Boston or Utah. So, I mean, think what he's going to do against Cleveland.
Yeah, and that's a brutal matchup. And that was with Kemba. So now you take Kemba out of the equation. Tristan Thompson should still be out. So, again, they have zero bench. Everything just goes to the starters. So, really got to like Jaylen on both sides. I expect him to be very popular. And then we mentioned Sterling Brown. He does carry small forward eligibility on DraftKings. Expect him to be popular at that price. You can run your Brown and four. You can run Brown and Brown, Sterling Brown and Jaylen Brown. You know, one at the forward spot, one at the small forward spot. Over on FanDuel, I expect Jaylen Brown and Porter Jr. to be chalk. Do have KJ Martin though, still remaining very cheap at 5K. But remember, he was like 3.5 yesterday, wasn't he? Minimum priced.
Yeah, he was min priced.
He jumped $1,500 overnight. Still got the minutes last night. If he does what he did last night at 5K, then he'll hit value, but it's not a smash like it was yesterday. I'd rather find the $1,300 extra and get up to Porter Jr. So small forward on FanDuel is going to be pretty chalky with the guys I mentioned. So over on DraftKings, again, you've got Sterling Brown, you got Jaylen Brown. That's, again, that's really all I'm looking at here, unless we get some news.
I mean, we're building a lineup for everybody.
We are. I guess you could look at, you know, like Will Barton, but yeah, I mean, these guys are in just better spots with, you know, people out around them that are putting them in better positions. So that's, yeah, let's just go ahead and move on to power forward.
Let me throw something about KJ Martin. I'd be very careful with this guy tonight, because if Wood is back, I mean, he played 34 minutes last night. If Wood comes back, I'm guessing he's the one that's going to have a reduced minutes limit, and I could see him somewhere around like 22 minutes, which is not – I mean, I don't know if I want to pay $5,200 for a 22-minute guy. Because you got to say, even if Wood's minutes are limited, I mean, that's only taken, what, 12 minutes away from Martin if you put him down to 22 minutes after last night. So I think you'll see somewhere like 15 to 18 minutes from Wood. So I just – if Wood's in, I'd be very careful with KJ.
Yeah, definitely. And I, like I said, with his price getting aggressively moved up to where it really should be, I think you find the extra $1,300 and you play Porter Jr. or on DraftKings or on FanDuel.
Yeah. No, I think you do too. I mean, it's just, I just wanted to throw that out there because he's popping on a lot of things, and I have a bad feeling about him tonight.
Yeah. So, all right, let's move over to power forward. Tobias Harris continues to be underpriced on FanDuel. He's still under 8K. He dropped 30 real points last night. A very motivated 30 points because he yelled, "I'm an all-star" afterwards at the end of the game. So he's playing with a little chip on his shoulder right now. Very cheap price. He's really, the offense runs through him. Simmons just isn't that type of player. So he's dropped essentially 50 in two straight. So Tobias Harris over on FanDuel is going to be very chalky for good reason. You also have Giannis. But, I mean, don't need to say anything there. Then you do have Jason Tate, who's coming off of a monster game. Are you worried about him with Wood back, or do you think that it doesn't really matter with him?
I don't think it really matters with him because he was still in the rotation when Wood was in playing. It's like KJ Martin had no minutes when Wood wasn't hurt. He wasn't even on the team. So yeah, I kind of worry that, like, you know, they're going to keep Jason Tate because he was in the rotation before Wood went down. So I'm okay with Tate. It's Martin that I'm iffy on if Wood's back.
Yeah, so Tate's log is, it's okay. It's nicer at 5K on FanDuel. So you could run Tobias or Giannis paired with Tate. The nice thing about Tate is four of his last five games, he's taken double-digit shots. So last night he took 19. They're super, super short, like we keep saying. He may take 15 here again tonight. So not a bad play, especially at 5K. Over on FanDuel, he's 5'4 on DraftKings, technically in play as well. But there's some other value plays that I prefer over him. Just let me see where they're listed here. We can go ahead and talk about those. So that's pretty much it for FanDuel. FanDuel is pretty straightforward. It's Tobias, it's Giannis, it's Tate. Technically play Tatum at 9K, but I think I'd rather just take 1,200 less, play Tobias Harris, who has very, very similar upside to Tatum at a very, you know, 1,200 less. I think I'd rather just take Tobias there. Over on DraftKings, we do have Daniel Theis at 4,100, does carry power forward eligibility. Assuming Tristan Thompson remains out, which it's COVID, so I'm assuming he's going to be out for a bit. And then Bajilica for Sacramento, 3,700. You mentioned already that Bagley's broke his hand, so he's going to be out. We've talked about these guys before. They do not run a deep bench either. Holmes is going to play 40 minutes, and then Bajilica's gonna play as much as he can handle here. So at 3,700, I think he's a really, really strong value play.
Yeah, I mean, because Holmes listed at power forward on DraftKings, so I'm gonna go ahead and mention him here. I think he is my favorite play of the entire slate. He's getting Washington. We know to target centers versus Washington, especially athletic centers like Holmes. He just dropped 57 points the other day against Charlotte. He had 4 blocks, 2 steals, 17 points, 15 rebounds. I can see a similar stat line, maybe not as many blocks, but he's in a great spot at 6,700. I am gonna go ahead and last night I was doing some research for the show and I messaged Devin and I was floored. My mouth hit the floor. Hit the floor. I was like, dude, Jabari Parker played 30 minutes and didn't score a single fantasy point. And come to find out, it was just a stat error on ESPN and everything else. So if you go look at Jabari Parker's log and see 30 minutes, he only played two. So don't roster Jabari Parker.
Yes, do not. Which is, if he remains out of the rotation with all these guys injured, it's insane. It's amazing this dude was, top pick and relevant just a few years ago. But yeah, don't go chasing Jabari Parker's 30 minutes. He only played 2 minutes last game. Does he enter the rotation tonight? Probably, but
I mean,
don't.
I think he has to, doesn't he? I
Yeah.
mean, unless
You think?
Whiteside returns, Whiteside could be back.
Yeah, well, let's keep an eye on Whiteside, which Whiteside does become somewhat viable, but I really think they gave everything here to Bjelica at 3,700. And yeah, I absolutely love Holmes tonight. He's going to smash. He's going to play 40 minutes probably. Assuming he can stay out of foul trouble, they're going to lean on him. He played 35, 35, and 41 in his last three games. I think he sees at least 35 tonight, in a really, really good matchup. They don't, I keep saying it. They don't run a deep bench here. So especially if Whiteside remains out, they're going to give him absolutely everything he can handle. Really nice play. Both those guys are listed at power forward and center. I love them both. Let me see
I
what
mean, a little
Theis.
mini king stack is going to be nice tonight.
Yeah, Theis did have a nice game as well. 26 minutes, 39.8 fantasy points in a really, really hard matchup with Utah. What I do like is that two of his last three games in which he's been thrust into a bigger role, he does have double-digit shot attempts, which is nice. So Theis is there as well. If you need the extra $400 in savings, drop down to Bjelica. But I like all three of those guys at power forward. All three are listed at power forward and center, which gives you a lot of flexibility. So let's
Yep.
actually go ahead and move over to center. The three guys I already mentioned, and we also have Giannis. Giannis is also listed at power forward center. Again, smaller player pool for me. To me, it's those four guys at power forward and center.
Yeah, no, I agree. I got one more that I came across last night that I'm pretty high on. I mean, he's taken over the backup center role. He's played 19, 24, 22 minutes the last three, and that's Drew Eubanks. I mean, if you look, he scored 20 fantasy points, 37 fantasy points, 19 fantasy points. He's only 3,100, getting 20 minutes against Chicago. Like I said earlier this week, San Antonio's basically given up, so I think they're just going to start running these back into the rotation guys a little bit more. If you need the extra $600 from some of those other value plays. I mean, I really do like Drew Eubanks at 3,100 against Chicago tonight.
Yeah, I like his log. 19.3 is his worst game in the last three. I had six turnovers last game. How do you even do that?
If you take that away, I mean, that's even better of a game.
Yeah, you take that
I
away. That's a
mean,
really nice game. Yeah, you gotta like that. And even JaVale McGee re-enters the conversation at 3,200. He's still though. I still think I think you take Eubanks for the for your punt there, the extra $100.
because it looks like Ebanks has taken over the backup role from Trey Lyles, because Trey Lyles has only seen 14, 12, and 7 the last three. Staminak, or however you say his name, he hasn't seen any minutes. Johnson's been playing a good bit, 30 minutes plus, and I don't think Gay's barely been playing 20 minutes a game. So it looks like it's Piloti, Eubanks, and Johnson at the forward positions for San Antonio right now.
I mean, they're going to go. San Antonio's throwing in the towel. They're going to trade anybody older that has some value. They already pulled the plug on Aldridge. So yeah, I like that play a lot. He's center only. So really, we're giving you a pretty darn condensed player pool, but you're not going to be able to get all these guys in because of positioning. So tinker around with it. And some news might change some things. As always, but right now, to me, it's a pretty darn straightforward slate.
Yeah,
Over
no reason
on,
to get cute tonight.
yeah, absolutely. Over on FanDuel, it's really looking like a pay down slate at the position. James Wiseman just remains too cheap at 3,800. they've been really soft with his price. It's not getting big minutes, but he's been really productive when he is out there in limited minutes. And then this is that Houston matchup we talk about all the time. People just smash Houston. They have no bigs. So certainly got to like James Wiseman here at 3,800. A couple hundred more, you get DeAndre Jordan. And then your payup option is, of course, Joker on both sites. And then I do, of course, like the Holmes play on FanDuel as well. So to me, it's probably actually Holmes or Wiseman on FanDuel.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you on that one. I'm just kind of combing through this position. And I mean, those are really the only guys that, I mean, maybe a Robert Williams, maybe. Only played 22 minutes last night, but I mean, hell, he played 19 the night before and scored 42. So, I mean, he got upside in 20 plus minutes.
He's kind of your ultimate GPP play. He's just got such massive upside. Just wish one day they'd let him play like 30 minutes and see what he could do.
Yeah, me too. I mean, you could always go back to Tony Bradley if you needed the value, but I just don't. And watch, this is going to be the slate he smashes. He's going to score like 50 tonight.
Nobody's going to play him. He's going to be going to go nuts.
It's just what happens. It's so stupid sometimes. I think we've nailed. I mean, like you said, this is a pretty short, condensed player pool tonight. It's pretty straightforward. No reason to get cute. Just plug in most of these guys in these smash spots and let everybody else make the stupid mistakes.
Yeah, I don't see, even if some news breaks, I don't see a ton changing tonight. I think this is going to be generally what we talked about. I think it's going to be the general player pool tonight. All right. Who, what do you got for GPPs? Favorite play, favorite plays?
I mean, he's a cash play, but I mean, Richard Holmes is my top play of the night. I think I'm going to lock him in like I did last night. I think I'm going to lock him at 100% like I did last night with Moses Brown. I had 100% of him. I'm not going to spend too much time on him because it's just too good of a spot. The other guy I like, kind of redemption game, didn't have the best of games last time out. I really like Porzingis tonight against the Clippers, especially if Ibaka's still out. I haven't really checked on his status. He's questionable right now. He only had 33 fantasy points the other night, but was it in LA? No, it was in Dallas. Okay, so never mind. But I don't know. I like Porzingis tonight. I think he has a big game. Him and Luka trying to get another win and get out of this 7-8-9 spot in the West.
Yeah. The West is getting tight. Very, very small margin for error right now. So you can't afford to lose a couple games in a row. The pressure's certainly on. Tell you a punt who's super risky, which is why he's not popping as a cash play, but Jeff Teague coming in at literally minimum price for Boston, which, wow, how he has fallen.
Dude, hang on. We got Finney Smith is out. Magruder is doubtful, so that's going to open up some Toronto or some Detroit plays.
Uh-oh, you know what that means? Saben Lee.
Yeah, Saben Lee, definitely. 3,600. That's
I wish he wasn't listed. Just point guard only, but yeah, add him to your list.
Jimmy Butler is questionable. If he's out, let's go look at Miami. So if Jimmy's out, I mean, Tyler Hero comes in play at 5,300. Kelly Olynyk becomes really much like, I really like Kelly Olynyk if he's out. Shoot, man. KZ Okapala, he's played 20 minutes and 24, 22, and 25 minutes in his last three. He probably gets more shots. Wouldn't be a bad punt at 3,100. Bam obviously would carry some more load. And Dragic and none would be valuable again. So, I mean, Miami's got a bunch of guys that could benefit from Butler being out.
Yep. They're not so cheap that you're going to be forced to play them, I don't think.
But for GPPs, I mean, these guys. I kind of like that KZ Okapala.
Yeah, I mean, the minutes are nice there.
Minutes are good for him there.
What did Bam do in his first game back? I meant to look at that. So bam, jump right back to a decent game. It'd be interesting to see if Sabin Lee starts. Do you like him in cash over Satoransky for 200 cheaper?
Oh, that's tough. Because I'm a big Sabin Lee guy. I mean, I rode him there for that stretch when he was scoring, you know, 20, 30 plus a night. Last time he played Toronto, he had 36 fantasy points, 20 real points. I think if he's only starting
21 minutes, if he starts and gets 30 minutes, oh boy.
Dude can score. I mean, dude can shoot. He can score. He gets assists. He does it all. I mean, he's an all-around player. That's tough. That's real tough. I mean, because I think I would lean Sabin Lee over Satoransky because Detroit's a lot more shorthanded. If Magruder's doubtful, they still don't have Dalio. He's still out. Wayne Ellington is doubtful. So really, they have Josh Jackson, Wright, and Lee as their guards. If Smith Jr. is out, let's see, what is he? He's questionable, but he had COVID-19. Yeah, if Smith Jr. and Magruder are out, I think I'm pivoting to Sabin Lee over Satoransky.
Yes, if Lee draws a start, that becomes a very nice play at 3,600. So
yeah,
throw him on your player pool. Certainly got to like that. He is, I assume he's probably minimum priced over on, he's 37 on FanDuel. So same thing, 200 cheaper than Satoransky. So keep an eye on that news. But yeah, that's another strong value. In theory, you could play all three, Satoransky, Lee, and Porter Jr. Because I mean, there's going to be plenty of value, just like yesterday. This is really, really turning into a decent slate with plenty of ways to go, plenty of value in strong spots due to injuries, and in good matchups, which is nice. So, really liking this slate again.
Tim Hardaway Jr. looks like he's going to slide into the starting position at 4,800. I like him too.
Yeah, that's a nice price as well.
So anyway, that's enough. I could go on all day about plays. So,
yep. Which is, I mean, so it makes it fun.
Yeah. So, but everybody, you know, let's knock this out tonight. Make sure you check out the NIT action over here at YFC. We got the article dropped last night, right?
Yep. And Cheat Sheet is live for it as well. So we'll have you covered for all things college basketball. That's going to be so awesome. I'm super excited about it. We have a live stream tonight, actually, where we're going to start digging in a little bit. I think that's going to be like 8:30 tonight over on YouTube.
Are they breaking down matchups for Friday?
Yep. I think we might even have one tomorrow night as well. So be ready. We got lots of live streams coming, lots of podcasts coming for not just NBA, but for college basketball as well. So things are getting going.
Fun time of the year. Baseball is about to start back up. NASCAR's in full swing. March Madness. NBA is in the middle of their season. NHL, MMA. I mean, tennis is going on. I mean, there's sports left and right. So now is a great time. Is it still $25 a month for your first month?
Hell yeah, it is. Can't beat that deal.
You can't. I mean, you literally can't beat that deal. I mean, that's less than $1 a day to get all these. Yeah. So give us a try if you haven't.
Absolutely. So, all right. Well, with all that being said, good luck. We'll catch you next time.